This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. MARTA's new CEO and general manager, Keith Parker, began his term this week after coming from San Antonio, where he was for 3.5 years. He joins us in his office at MARTA headquarters. Keith Parker, welcome to Atlanta, and welcome to 90.1 WABE. Good to have you.
Thank you. Glad to be in Atlanta amongst friends.
Your predecessor, Dr. Beverly Scott, in a conversation with my colleague Rose Scott, said that she felt that MARTA's business model was outdated. Now, you may not have had a chance to look at everything, but does it seem that way to you?
Well, it's unsustainable. The current business plan lays forward a path that within the next 3 to 4 years we'll run out of money. We have a budget deficit in the $30 million range. And as the agency looks towards new revenues and so forth, if they are not forthcoming, then we will have to make some pretty draconian cuts or major changes that will have a detrimental impact on service.
One of the ways that MARTA had hoped to avoid making further cuts was the removal of what was called the 50-50 handcuffs that is in state law right now. You have to spend 50% of the money on capital and 50% on operations, even though the demands of the current day might be different. The legislature did not remove those during the last session. And when I spoke to the MARTA Oversight Committee chair, Mike Jacobs, he said, "Don't worry, we will look at that very quickly in the next legislative session." How important is that to you? And do you, just coming in, believe that the legislature will act quickly on that to avoid the kind of cuts you're talking about?
The 50-50 issue is important, but it won't solve our financial issue. So even if granted, it will not allow us to generate new revenue. It allows us to be a bit more flexible with the different financial sources that we have. So it's important to give us the flexibility we need to make short-term decisions, but long-term, it does not solve MARTA's financial issues.
So where do you want the new revenue to come from? I mean, fare hikes are a very difficult thing, especially since MARTA is already among the more expensive transit systems going at $2.50 a ride.
Yes, and so what we need to do is to be creative in a number of different ways. First, we need to make sure our financial house is completely in order, that we're doing things in the most cost-effective way possible. We also have to be very upfront with ourselves and making sure that all the things that we do in-house are things that make sense for us. And then we have to have an engagement with the public to talk about other ways that MARTA might be able to more creatively generate revenue in terms of public-private partnerships and other things that may be out there that some other transit systems are beginning to experiment with.
Give me a quick example of that. What would be something that might work as a public-private partnership?
Well, MARTA owns a substantial amount of real estate around the Atlanta region. So we will be having conversations with the development community about some of those opportunities. It won't make up a $30 million deficit, but it begins to chip away.
What other new revenue sources are you thinking about?
Well, one of the things we were able to do in both North Carolina and in Texas was to convince the state to help fund mass transit. For example, the most recent light rail project in Charlotte, which is about a $1 billion project, the state paid 25% of that. The federal government paid 50%, and so the locals paid 25%.
And you probably are familiar, even if you've only been here a short time, with the state resistance to funding MARTA. How do you make the case to lawmakers without giving up MARTA's autonomy, or should MARTA even continue to exist the way it does now?
Well, I think what we have to do is show that we are a very well-run business, a business that's responsive to its customers, a business that takes care of its employees, and a business that's sustainable. And if we do those things, we do them the right way, plus begin to have a very strong engagement with the public, in the public, to include our customers, to include the taxpayers who don't use the service but who I view as very important because they are helping to pay the bills for us, and then various other stakeholders like elected officials, neighborhood association leaders, and what have you. Have good conversations with them and begin to turn the organization's image around by showing that we are doing good and smart things. Begin to show what impact we have on this region and so forth. So when you start doing those things and people begin to look at you as a source of pride, they begin to open up their investments to you a lot more readily.